This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. military brought down one of its own drones Tuesday after a Russian warplane clipped it over the Black Sea. AP correspondent Ben Thomas tells us more.
Brigadier General Pat Ryder says the encounter went on for more than 30 minutes.
Several times before the collision, the Su-27s dumped fuel on and flew in front of the MQ-9 in a reckless and unprofessional manner.
The State Department called it a brazen violation of international law and summoned the Russian ambassador. But Anatoly Antonov told reporters it was too close to territory Russia claims as its own.
Crimea is a part of the Russian Federation. The United States does not recognize this status. And of course it's a contradiction, but does it mean that it's necessary to provoke Russian Navy or Russian Air Force?
Adding,
I don't want any confrontation.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
A catalog of crises have rippled through the small European country of Moldova since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Reuters' Angela Johnston reports.
From a coup attempt to bomb hoaxes, internet hacks, fake conscription call-ups, and mass protests, a host of crises has beset the small European country since Russia invaded Ukraine in February 2022.
We had an explosion of security threats starting February 24th last year.
Nestled between Ukraine and Romania, the former Soviet republic with a population of 2.5 million has often been caught in a limbo between Russia and the West. Moldova hosts the breakaway statelet of Transnistria that's controlled by pro-Russian separatists and garrisoned by Russian troops.
Brigadier General Pat Ryder says the encounter went on
more
for more
VOA
than 30 minutes.
VOANews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is planning to travel to Africa at the end of March, as the United States seeks to pitch itself as a better partner for the continent than China is. Harris's office says that the trip will take her to Ghana, Tanzania, and Zambia. The visit follows earlier trips to the continent by First Lady Jill Biden and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. President Joe Biden is expected to travel to Africa later in the year. All the travel is aimed at deepening U.S. ties to Africa, where China has invested heavily. Harris will be closely watched as the first black vice president in U.S. history and the first woman to hold the position. Speaking in Monterey Park, California, where on January 11th, 11 people were killed, in a shooting rampage. U.S. President Joe Biden issued an executive order on gun control there. Reuters' Jillian Kitchener tells us why.
U.S. President Joe Biden announced an executive order that reinforced background checks for gun buyers in what the White House is promoting as the most comprehensive policy the president can enact without Congress. Biden also touted a move to strengthen federal support for red flag laws that intend to stop gun sales to people deemed dangerous.
It's just common sense to check whether someone is a felon, a domestic abuser, before they buy a gun.
Red flag laws have already been passed by 19 states and the District of Columbia. But Biden on Tuesday again stressed the need for more federal legislation.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is traveling to Ethiopia with plans to meet both the Ethiopian and Tigrayan officials. VOA's Cindy Sain tells us more about his mission.
In January, Tigrayan rebel forces said they began handing over tanks and heavy weapons as part of a peace deal brokered last November to end the bloody conflict that broke out in late 2020 when Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed deployed the army in a bid to topple Tigrayan leaders. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is said to meet with Abiy in Addis Ababa Wednesday. One leading human rights advocate told VOA that Abiy is hoping to get economic aid and a pledge of normalized relations from Blinken, although the country is still not at peace. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Nigeria's central bank has extended the timeline to swap out its old currency for redesigned notes after the change triggered a cash shortage, forcing businesses to close and leaving millions unable to withdraw their money. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.